chapter 28 of the verse of book of Matthew. We're gonna be in Matthew quite a bit. Man, I got up here this morning for a little Sunday school. I'm always get a chance to get over here.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Amen. I said, Lord, sometimes I just don't like to be distracted, so I don't like to, I don't have much space to kind of pull off to myself because I give my office for the younger Sunday school. Amen. Glory to God. Well, they wasn't in there this morning, but I'm glad that I just was able to sit and listen. Amen. Amen, amen. So we thank the Lord. I was thinking like, well, Lord, if they keep talking about, amen, these scriptures, they're going to just take all my scriptures that I got, amen, that I so preach. But, amen, have the God say it out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, where every word be, the Lord say, but they can't say what I give you to say. Amen. This one got a little bit over here. That one got a little bit over, but they can't say what I want you to say, which I never know how God gonna bring it out. I just make myself available to Him. Chapter 28 and verse 1. And we kind of reading some of the same things you read in Sunday school, but that's all right. But amen. God knows which way to go. Amen. Amen. We're gonna talk about Jesus is alive and well. That's the message today. Jesus, He's alive and well. I'm not preaching the dead Jesus. I'm not preaching the sick Jesus. I'm not preaching a Jesus bipolar Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus alive and well. Hey, call about Sire. Come on, give God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the end, first starting at the chapter 1. Amen. The chapter, verse one. I'm simmering on down. I'm just simmering down from that. Amen. The Spirit of God and the praises. Amen. Chapter 28, verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, and it is as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, "Fear not, ye. For I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified." Verse 6. "He is not here. He is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you in Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, in other words, all hail. That means hello. He saluted them with greetings. Amen. Greeting them. And they came and held him by the feet and worship him. They were so glad to see him. Then said Jesus unto them, "Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." I want to ask you to also just skip on over, maybe in your next page in your Bible, or the next page, to verse 18. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Amen. Yeah, one more scripture read, and then you can be seated. Amen. I want to ask you to turn, just flip back to chapter 18 and verse 18. Have that to say, amen. Amen. It said, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven." You'll be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Again, our message today is Jesus is alive and well. And He's proved that to us the way we've been praising God up in here. Amen. Amen. He's alive and He's well. Amen. I'm so glad that He's not dead. They sing a song, God's not dead, but he's still alive. Amen. They say, how you know he's alive? They say, because I feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him all over me. I remember when I used to, amen, be in the world and, amen, and we'd party and drink our little stuff, amen. Look like it puts some, they call it ignorant oil. Makes you act ignorant. Get up on the floor and say, more bounce to the ounce. Boy, I loved that song when I was out there. And that's what I'm doing, bouncing to the ounce. Amen. Whatever that meant, amen. I mean, I thought I was getting down. Because, amen, that you get that little ignorant oil in to make you just act up, amen, a little bit more. You feel bold and just do what you want to do. So get out and show me what you can do. You, amen. Glory to God. When the Spirit of God get on you, amen. Amen. He's alive and well. Amen. Your body may go one way. Amen. But when the presence of the Lord get on you, you go another way. Feel like you're about to ready to fly a kite. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. So he's alive. So we know that he's alive and he's well. Amen. And I just thank him. Amen. For being alive in my soul. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. Celebration, people celebrating Easter, but the real meaning of Easter, amen, is that he rose, amen. He rose from the dead, amen, amen, amen. Him that knew no sin became sin for us, amen, amen, amen. And they chose him, amen, to be crucified over the thieves, amen, and over the other Barabbas, amen. They chose to crucify him that didn't do no wrong, amen. Glory to God. We know the story, amen, how, amen, he began to eat with his disciples over at the Passover, amen, the feast of the Passover, amen, the celebration. He was beginning to eat with them, and he began to tell them, amen, about what was getting ready to happen to him. Like somebody was saying in Sunday schools, they didn't believe him. Like sometimes the Lord tell us stuff, we don't believe it, amen, amen. We just let it go in this ear, that this ear, out of the other ear, amen. And I'm kind of the person, when God speaks to me, and I know God's speaking, I don't take it lightly. I will jot it down, write it down, whatever I need to do, making sure that I don't forget it. Because I'm looking for him to do what he said he would do. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He began to tell them about, amen, the crucifixion. Amen. And I was getting a lot. I don't want to just go all the way there, but I was getting a lot out of there. There's a lot of things that the Lord was an example for us, to us. Amen. We could take a lot of things. Amen. He had people following him. Amen. Went all with him. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Judas is scary. Amen. He did, you know, he's following him and everything. Amen. And then turn it, and amen, then betrayed him. Amen. And then turned around and killed himself. Because the Lord told him, said, it's going to be, whoever this person be, you almost wish you never been born, so to speak. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So everything we think people hating on us, we think we people doing us, honey, you ain't went through nothing that our Lord haven't went through. Amen. Glory to God. That's why you can't get too close-knit with people only by the Spirit. Connect with them in the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Because you won't go wrong. You connect them with them any kind of way, you're going to have some issue. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But they went on to the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He began to pray. Amen. And he began to pray, Lord, if this be your will, if you would, if this cup would pass from me. He was a man. Jesus Christ was a man. The Son of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He didn't want to die on that cross. I mean, you wouldn't and I wouldn't either. Amen. We're talking about dying on the cross. We can't even stand when somebody look at us the wrong way. Glory to God. Talking about dying on the cross. He didn't want, amen, to die on the cross. And they did some really cruel things to him. Amen. Amen. They beat him and they spit up on him. I mean, and you know, when they come to get him like he was a murderer or something. Amen. He said, why do you come at me that way? Amen. When I was wrong, when I'm taught in your temples and everything, you never did try to come and do this. Said, why come at me? But he said, I know, because this scripture has to be fulfilled. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. But he endured the cross. Amen. You got to endure your cross. Whatever your cross is, you got to endure your to the cross till the end. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some people get up under so much pressure. They get up under pressure and they say, I'm not walking with the Lord. You're not going to, how do you send him? You're the one going to be lost if you walk away from the Lord. Somebody give God the praise. Thank you, Jesus. He began to tell the disciples, where should you go? For I'm the one that got the words of eternal life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, but it's kind of going here and there. Glory to God. Amen. It said at the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord ascended upon heaven from heaven and came and rolled the stone from the door and sat upon it. Amen. I thank the Lord for them angels. Amen. How many of you thank God for the angels of the Lord and camp about you? Amen. Amen. They got you on the left side. They got you on the right side. They're watching over you. Amen. And this countenance was light. And the angel, the countenance of the angels, his countenance was light like lightning. It was like that was the glory of God upon them. Amen. And this raiment as white as snow. And for the fear of him, the keepers did shake. Amen. And when that anointing, that spirit of God give upon, amen, upon anything, amen, you won't be able to stand the glory. That's why, amen, that's why we're going to have glorified bodies before we see the Lord. Because you cannot look and behold him, and neither can I. Lord, his brightness, his glory is too great for your physical body. God's going to give us a glorified body that can behold him. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. And this countenance was light, was like lightning. And this raiment, white as snow. And for the fear of the keepers, in other words, those that did keep, amen, amen, that worked at the graveside, those that watched the graveside, they were, amen, there was the guard and the attendant, amen, that watched it over the graveside. It said, for the fear of the keepers, and they began to see the countenance of the angel, amen, and the glory of God upon them. They became as dead men. It took them, they fell as dead men. Amen. This fell just like somebody is dead. Amen. And as what a dead man. And the angel answered and said unto the women, because the women was there too. Amen. It said, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He began to let them know, I know why you're here. I know that you come, amen, to see where did they lay him at. Where is Jesus? See if he's still here. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Evidently, you know, evidently they must have remembered something about him saying he's going to rise someday. They come to see if he's still there. Somebody believe in something. Amen. Amen. And it said, and it says, which was crucified. He said, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus. It's I know I came, and they come to the gravesite, the grave, the tomb. They's like, he's the angel sitting on top of say, you seek Jesus. I know who you come to see. And he said, but he's not here, for he is risen. Somebody say, he is risen.
He is risen.
And he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. He began to lead to them. He wants you to. He didn't want them to take his word. You come and look for yourself. This is where they laid him at. But I want you to see he is not here. And it says, and go quickly. He said, after you look at this, don't take your time. Ain't there somehow God can give you a miracle? Some people like this. I'd be all over it. You'd be thinking that I'm a 19-year-old woman, honey. I better be all over the place. God do something miraculous for me. Like the sister said, y'all, I'm going to need some room to run. Glory to God. If there ain't enough room here, let's go running down the street. Let's stay on it. Let's make sure you'll get in the street. I don't know if you do that, somebody might call it. This woman, you'll go viral. Amen. That's all right. Go viral for the Holy Ghost. Somebody give God the praise. God will a miracle for you. That's why some of us don't get no, amen, don't get no breakthroughs. Don't get no help. Amen. We want Jesus, Lord. Hey, God, amen. God pay your bills. Amen. He done paid all these bills. When you know you don't hardly have no money paid, you just keep it all to yourself and don't say nothing. Honey, you better say something every time God say something, do something for you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God do something for me. He know I act up. I act up. I don't care who's around. Amen. I act up. Amen. I don't want the Lord to ever take that away from me. Amen. I don't want to dry up. Amen. It'll dry up like Batman. The Joker and everything spraying him. Everything. Dry up. Frozen. He is not here. For he is risen as he has said. Come. See the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Amen. And behold, he go before you into Galilee. Now this angel is going all over this, what he have already told the disciple. And he told the disciple, amen, when they was breaking bread with him. See, everybody breaking bread with you might not be with you. They's breaking bread with them, but the ones that was breaking bread with, some of them kind of forgot when tragedy happened, but everybody didn't forget. He told them, he said, I'm going to see you in Galilee. Amen. You got to tell the devil, I'm going to see my way. Whatever your destiny is, you got to say, I will be there. Whatever it looks like you're going through now, you'll say, I don't know how I'm going to get there. Hell come high water, but I will be there. I will see you there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise. You got to talk faith. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, you can't just talk faith. You got to live what you say. It would not work for you if you're not serious. I'll tell you one thing, saints. If y'all don't get nothing else of what I say, I'm really real when I say this. I'm serious. If you are serious with God and you are real with God, I'm going to tell you, he will be really real with you. Amen. He will be so real it'll almost shock you. Yes, it almost startle you. Some of the things that he would do. Somebody give God a praise. Yes. You know, I woke up one morning, it wasn't long ago, and I'm trying to get myself ready to go out of town. The Lord's been made some great ways for me. You know, little spending change. I know he's going to put that in my hand. But he's made the bigger ways already made for me. I praise God for it. I know it's his doing, because this is not something that I thought of and planned for. This has happened, and God's did something miraculous with it. So I know he's going to do the rest. But I was had some concerns, some things I wanted to take care of. And it was something even that I wanted. Amen. And they gave me wrong information about it. And I was thinking like, oh, that's a good sale. Come find out. And I was like, Lord, well, Saturday is actually it's the last day of this sale that I, you know, was thinking about, that I wanted to get some item, and I just didn't have it. And I said, I had asked the Lord about it, I think, that probably a couple of days prior to that, and I just went on, left alone. But when I got up in the morning, the Lord said, call the place where I have the concern about, and come find out that the information I got was all misformed information, and even their date was extended to May the 10th or something like that. It wasn't like I needed to have it right now, not like that, but it was everything was the wrong information the lady gave me. And I just say, Lord, thank you for that, because that was one concern that I really wanted to get. Amen. Wanted to do. And I'm just saying, something small as that, God cares. I'm just saying, he cares about the little bitty small thing. I'm saying, if you're real with him, you're consistent with him. You got to be consistent. You got to be real. Amen. You can't be in and out. You got to be steady. Amen. I tell you, whatever you ask the Lord, he will surely do it. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. 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 It says, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he go before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. Amen. Whatever God told you, it's going to happen. I said, whatever God told you, whatever what he tells you. And sometime, honey, don't go tell other people what he told you. They'll mess with your vision. Don't tell them. Some things you don't tell. You might share something, but don't share everything. Amen. You keep something with things. When it comes from God, some things is for you. Amen. Now, I'm not saying that if you're married, you don't tell, you keep secrets from your companion. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about when it comes to some things of God, you don't go around telling everybody, because some people, they haters, amen, and they'll discourage you and say, no, you don't really believe that, do you? If God spoke to you, it's for you. Amen. Amen. Look at Joseph. He began to tell his brothers the dreams he had. You see what happened to him, right? Because see, everybody that's maybe with you might be hating on you. Amen. You got some people that's there for the cause. Some people are there, amen, because, amen, they trying to make it to heaven. They trying to, and some people that's there, and if another road come along, and they see they can make another road, they will flee from you and go somewhere else. Somebody give, that's why you got to make sure, amen, that you are connected with God one-on-one, amen. You will not go under, because God let you see trouble before it happened. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Glory to God. It say, he is not here. He is risen, and as he has said. In other words, he told them, I'm going to be risen, and he's risen as he said. And it said, go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he go before you into Galilee, and there you shall see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run. They didn't walk. They ran. Uh-huh. They ran. They did not walk. They ran. Amen. And then to bring disciples his word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them. Amen. As he began to said, as they began to go and tell us, they're so excited, they ran right into Jesus. That probably was a shocker too. Boom. Amen. Amen. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. In other words, all, amen, hello, greeting them. Amen. Speaking to them, saluting them. And they came and they came and held him by the feet. They were so happy. They were so humble. They grabbed him by his feet. And they began to worship him. They probably said something like this, Hosanna, Hosanna. Amen. Amen. And they worship him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. He said, don't be afraid. Why is he telling people? Because they probably thought they seen a ghost. This man's been crucified, beaten up, beaten beyond recognition, because he was beaten way better, worse than we actually, we weren't there. He was beaten, he was not probably recognized. Right. They beat him so terribly bad.
Right.
Amen. He was beat, this horribly beat. Amen. Lady, I'm trying to throw this out here. The lady said she was beaten, going through what Jesus went through. They was beat up, pulled off school bus, but she wasn't beat nothing like Jesus, though. Lord help her, though. I hope she get the help she need. And Jesus said unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee and they shall see me. He, in other words, he kept his word. He didn't tell them one thing and turn around and do something else. And he says, you go tell them to meet me in Galilee. That's where I'm going to be. Somebody give God a praise. Tell Jesus is alive and well. If anybody think he dead, something wrong with their mind. Because, amen, if he was dead, we all be doomed. Yeah. Amen, we all be messed up. But I'm so glad it's all night and all day. He watching over me. Yeah. He watching over me, my Lord. Yeah. Somebody give God a praise. Yes. And verse 18 says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, and saying, all power, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. You can make, amen, you can preach off of that little part right there, amen. Holly, you're going to have go through some things before you get the power. You go through some things, you're going to get the power that God put in your life. Amen. I don't lost some of you that quick. He said, all power. I'm saying what he said, all power is given to me. But I'm saying that you're going to have to go through some things. Look what all he went through, and he had the power. You got to go through your sufferings, through your trials, through your tests, and come out with the victory for you can have the power. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. And in the book of Matthew, the same book, chapter 18. He said, now, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Amen. He said, now, in other words, I give you the same power. How many believe you got the power of God in your life?
Amen.
Amen. He said, verse 18 said, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Amen. If the devil acting up in your life or whatever's going on in your life, you got to take a thought and say, I bind this in the name of Jesus. That means you're putting a stop to what the devil's doing.
Amen.
And you got to know you got the power. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't be like, amen, the man in the Bible. You can't say, I adjure you through that name where Paul or Peter preach. Amen. But you got to know, I adjure you through the name of Jesus that I know. Amen. Amen. The Lord said, whatever you bind on earth, in other words, whatever you take authority over, I take authority over this, amen, demonic act or whatever the devil's doing or whatever he's coming against my mind, coming against my mind, I take my hands and I lay my hands, amen. The Bible says you should lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. God didn't say, so we get twisted because we say, well, it nothing happened. Glory to God, go, you getting yourself in doubt. You got to keep on, if you got to lay it on your hands on again and again and again and believe it, amen. After a while, so you're going to see a change, amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Amen. I think I'm just about done. Amen. Jesus is alive and well. Amen. Amen. And we're learning to serve him. We're serving him. Amen. One day we want to be with him. Amen. But while you're down here, the Lord wants to use your hands. While you're down here, he wants to use your mouth. While you're down here, he wants to use you as being a witness. Amen. To this world. Amen. Well, we are the hands of God. We are the feet of God. That's why the Bible said anybody present themselves a living sacrifice. Present yourself a living sacrifice. Is made. It's not always doing what I want to do. Not doing when I want to do. How I want to do. It's doing, amen, whatever it is. Sometimes it means that I'm not doing what I want to do. I'm going to put God first. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Jesus is alive and well. Amen. Amen. Somebody say he sits up on the throne and he sees what's going on. Jesus is alive and well. Amen. Amen. He's alive. Nobody sing it like he said. He's alive. Yes, he is. He's alive. He's alive and well. I'm so glad he sees. He's all seeing. And I'm so glad he all knowing. Amen. You ain't got to get rough with people. You ain't got to call people out. You ain't got to give. God sees those things. Amen. Amen. God knows our motives. Sometimes our motives are not right. God knows if your motives not right. You got to, amen, walk right. The Lord wants you to walk right, that your motives are right. Because you can sit there and act a lie as well as be a lie. Amen. You can say, I'm doing this, but your motives not right. Glory to God. God knows the motives. I try to even ask Lord if my motives ain't right about something. I said, Lord, align my motives about stuff. Amen. He's alive and well. And you can get whatever you want from the Lord when you, amen, amen, you, amen, serve him the way he wants to be served. There's a certain way God wants you to serve him. He said, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and truth. Amen. Glory to God. How many know God? Like I said, he's all seeing and he's all knowing. He knows your thoughts and them afar off. He knows the one before they drop in your head. He already know how you're going to handle a situation. He already know what you're going to say about a situation. And he began to tell Judas. He said, one of you are going to betray me. Glory to God. Holly and Judas say, is it I? Why does he say that? Because he felt like it was him. Amen. Glory to God. But that's horrible. I begin to look and I don't want to give, I'm preaching the message now, but I begin to, amen, I didn't do a lot of searching about that. I'm not no Bible scholar. So Bible scholars, they was like, well, you got to cross every T and dot every I, said this right, this, that, and other. That's fine and all, but can you live right? You got to live right after all that. Amen. Amen. But I'm just saying that back then, when I began to just do a little searching, he sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver. Amen. The 30 pieces, I think back then, I read right, was like equal to like $20. $60. Which today say is worth $600. Still wasn't enough to sell the Lord out. Amen. And the Lord said, woe be unto me, them, in other words, whoever that does this thing, amen, and that betrays me, amen. He said, you, in other words, you wish you almost never been born. And he didn't. He didn't want to live. After he sold the Lord out, you can't mess with God's anointed and don't mess with God's anointed men or women that think you're going to do them any kind of way. You walking, you treading on thin ice, as they say. Amen. Glory to God. He went back to them with this silver that he said, the one that I kiss on the side of the face, that's the one. That's how he identified Jesus so they can get him. Amen. And Jesus, he knew all that. He didn't call him out. What you doing? He knew it. One time he told him, whatever you do, do it quickly. Because he knows he's going that wild anyway. You already in hot water. Yes. Then after he sold the Lord out, amen, he felt so bad. Yes, and he going to go back and try to give them the money. Uh-huh. They said, that's your problem. They said, this is blood money. Yeah. We don't want this. No. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Yeah. It's a lot to learn out of all of this. Amen. Glory to God. Everybody's, amen, to say it with you might not be with you. So you better serve the Lord with your whole heart and mind and soul. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God knows. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive and well. And I'm so glad that he's alive and well. And he's sitting on the throne. And he sees what's going on. Amen. And one day we're going to be back. We're going to be with him. Some of us got loved ones, amen, already in paradise resting, amen, glory to God, with their Lord, amen. They ain't down there with the devil nowhere. They stay in a sleeping place, a sleeping mode in paradise, hallelujah. And we still got to fight demons and devils and everything. You on a journey, amen, you doing all you can to stay on that journey, because you can be on the journey walking with God and slip off the next few minutes. So we on a tedious journey down here, and you got to make your calling and election sure, because we're going to be with him one day, amen. I'm looking forward to seeing him one day, amen. My mind is made up and my heart is fixed. I'm not trying to figure out if I'm going to walk with God. I know that I'm going to walk with God. Hallelujah. I don't know what I may have to go through, but I said, Lord, never let me turn. I'm not sitting up here. It's not an option for me. I'm not looking to see, can I go? Is there another way? There's not another way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Everybody stand to your feet. We're done. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We didn't preach about crimson slips. We didn't preach about Easter and the bunny. You know, that's all good. Everybody want that. But I know the real reason of the resurrection. Amen. He's alive. And I'm so glad we don't put him in the grave every Sunday, every Easter. I mean, every Easter. We do not put him in the grave. He is still alive. Amen. He's alive and he's well. Amen. That's why sometimes, you know, somebody might send me a text and say, how you doing, Pastor Tom? I say, I'm well. I'm doing good. You know, I'm well or whatever. Amen. Amen. So in other words, he's alive and well. That means you're doing good. You're doing great. Amen. You're okay. Amen. And I mean, if you not okay, well, you just taking it by faith that I'm well. All is well. Because somebody say, all is well. Hallelujah. Can't see your way, but you say, all is well. Don't know the next thing going to happen in your life. Don't know how you're going to take care of this, but you say, all is well. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you. Well, we can do better than this. Give him a great big hand praise. Thank you.